good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and the Renzi Center is holding its 12th annual Bunko Bash and Silent Auction fundraiser on Friday, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the El Dorado Resort Casino in Shreveport. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios is Christy Rodriguez, executive director of the Renzi Education and Arts Center. She's going to fill us in on the details. Christy, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's talk first about the Renzi Center. I know a lot of folks know what you all do, but for those who don't, could you fill us in on exactly what the Renzi Center is all about?
Absolutely. The Renzi Center is a place where kiddos that live in Highland and Stoner Hill can come for free. I want to emphasize the free after-school academic tutoring and art classes. We were founded in 1997 by the Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows Convent, mm-hmm. who were doing some missionary work in the Highland neighborhood and noticed that there were a lot of kiddos that were, you know, dropped off after school and were roaming the streets. No place to do their homework, right. Nothing for them to express themselves. And so the Renzi Center is celebrating its 20th year, and we've had 60 students each session, and the work that they do is incredible.
I know there's quite a few of these after-school programs around the community in different neighborhoods, and the world of good that they do as far as giving some kids direction and focus. You know, I didn't grow up in the latchkey era, but we're in the latchkey mm-hmm. era where kids come home and there's no adult supervision there. And so this is a very important mission that you all carry out.
And that's why we really do feel called to continue this right. mission. The students come in, they get a meal. Many of these students right. eat at school, might not be able to eat a full, well-balanced mm-hmm. meal at home. And when they come to the center, the first thing they get is a meal. So full bellies equates to active minds, and they're able to finish their homework. Mm-hmm. And even if they're struggling in a particular academic area, they're able to get that one-on-one attention mm-hmm. that, like I said before, they might not be able to get elsewhere. And of course, we want to have something fun. The creative abilities of these students is absolutely astounding. And right. you can see they're passionate. You can see just what they're going through, especially in their expressions when they do create certain art pieces, whether they're creating a wire sculpture or creating a comic book or writing a poetry slam. It's incredible, and these kids are so gifted.
So now the Bunko Bash, this is an annual fundraiser.
This is our largest fundraiser.
So this is where you get the actual fuel to run this kind of a program, and that's important because this is a nonprofit, and like every other nonprofit, you know, it's nonprofit. It doesn't mean it runs for free. It means that it is run off the charitable donations of lots
of people.
And we
are 100% dependent on those community partnerships and our sponsorships. And by attending an event like our Bunko Bash, you are directly fueling right. our operations and enabling us to reach more kids each session.
And so the Bunko Bash is, if you don't know what Bunko is, here's the explanation.
Well, the one thing I love about Bunko, if you're competitive, this might, you know, steer you a little in the wrong direction, because it is all 100% luck. Mm-hmm. I definitely love games where I can use my skill and my knowledge to maybe perform better, but it is all luck. It is essentially rolling dice and trying to collect as many Bunkos as you can, which are all sixes, and mm-hmm. we have a great time. It's a party. It is absolutely loud, wild, crazy, and just a good time, and for a great cause.
And in addition to not only having some fun playing Bunko, there are some fabulous prizes that you've got lined up to kind of incentivize folks to come on out.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful partnership with our community partners. We've secured what I like to call our Pamper Me package, which is a collection of spa services, hair services, manicures, pedicures, gosh, anything that can definitely help you relax at the end of the day. And that's valued over $2,000. And it goes a long way. That's one of our grand prizes. We also have a two-night stay at Mahaffey Farms Bed and Breakfast, including a champagne brunch package, is awesome. So again, I think the theme this year is we all work very hard and we're going to have a great time, but let's relax at the end of it.
Right.
We also have hundreds of silent auction items, and that's where a lot of our support will also be gained, is through our silent auction.
Now, a lot of the local artists and other folks contribute to these silent auctions. Can you maybe tip off folks about some of the goodies that might be the little hidden treasures that you'll have at this?
Well, we are very gracious to receive many works of art by several of our local artists. Robert Trudeau Talbot, Hopkins Trudeau have also donated large pieces to our organization. Even the Renzi kids have something up their sleeve everyone. So I'm very excited about that as well. And like I told you earlier, I'm from Texas. I'm newly planted in Shreveport, and Shreveport has been so welcoming. And an artist friend of mine from Texas realized what the Renzi Center does, and he is an exceptional artist. And he knows that we all love LSU in Louisiana, so he has a couple of items that he's donated, and those are worth a few $100 each. So we're very, very excited.
Some wonderful things. And you'll have some packages, things like that from the local retailers.
Barrett
and stores.
Appliances once more has graciously given us over $2,500. So there are some really exciting, I don't want to give away too much right off the front end, but
can you talk a little bit about the Pamper Me package? Get into a little detail. That's got the manicure, and I'm a man. I need cured, so tell me what a manicure.
Well, we have a manicure pedicure set. From Honeycomb Salons. We're very excited about that. Chemistry Hair Salon has donated almost $500 worth of services and hair care products. And women, I've always heard that men are like dogs and women are like cats. I think it's the opposite. Because men groom themselves, they are fine, and they leave it. Girls, we need to have our hair blow-dried and cut and colored, and there's a little bit more maintenance to make us a little bit more. And so I know I just compared every single woman like a dog.
I'm not going there
but
with
we
you.
But definitely need, we need a little bit more. And so $500 worth of hair care products goes a long way, and especially at Chemistry, which all of these Redken products that they're donating are top of the line.
Now, I know, no party would be complete without some fine cuisine to enjoy. And the El Dorado, of course, kicking in as they do. They've got a buffet scheduled for this. In any particular tidbits you want to? I mean, there's going to be desserts and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what I can tell you is this menu will be completely new. It is something that the El Dorado chefs are preparing specifically for the Renzi Bunko Bash. And you cannot find these items on their menu. And they're going to try a few new things. Last year, one of the biggest, the most popular items was tempura chicken and chipotle aioli. So they want to take something that was popular and well-received and just ran out fast. And they're going to take a new twist on it. So I'm really excited about it.
So the chefs, another kind of culinary art going on there, the food, of course.
And of course, we will have beer and wine and margaritas and a specialty Renzi cocktail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And who's doing the music this year?
A Fine Romance will be joining us again.
Yes. Yep. What is the cost of entry, and how can folks find out more about this?
Well, we are selling individual tickets for $45 until September 28th. That's the Thursday before the event. then the ticket price goes up to $50 a ticket. Okay. And if you are interested in purchasing a table, which is six tickets, that is $240. So you can save a little bit of money that way. And the tables that we have sold so far, I've even had groups say, you know what? I know my friend bought a table and I want to sit right next to her because we're going to beat her. So there's even competition across tables. So we're really excited. And of course, we'll be there egging everybody on.
And you've got some very cool MCs for this, including a young woman who is making her name all over the country now. AJ Haynes from the Serotones is going to be with
you. Yes, she is from the Serotones, but she also has a deep connection with Renzi. Mm-hmm. She taught some of our music classes, and she also performed for the kiddos. She's very hands-on with Renzi, and we're very excited.
Wonderful. Yeah, excellent. So who else is your MC?
Well, we have Devin Patton from KTBS, and he's very excited. We're super excited to have him because we have such a strong partnership with KTBS. And again, the two of them are going to be a knockout. It's going to be a show.
Excellent.
Very excited.
And would you like to do a shout out to some of your sponsors this year so you can give them their props?
Well, I would like to give a shout out to El Dorado Resort Casino because they host us every year. They graciously donate their services and our and facilitate all of the setup, the menu. It's truly a huge support, so I really want to reach out to them. I also want to thank Barrett Appliances because, again, year after year, we are fully supported by their generous donations and support. I would also like to thank La Bambolina as one of our main sponsors, Greg Tilley's Bossier Mobile Homes as well, and Rapolo's Insulation, St. John Birchman's Cathedral. All of these partnerships, we're very blessed to have their support. And of course, we have the McGill family for their generous contribution as well and their support, because Bill McGill is one of our hardworking board members. Okay. And so we thank him for his advisory board work. And John and Marianne Valiolist as well. Their support is what's directly helping us put on the Bunko Bash this year. So we're very excited to have them as well.
Great. So you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I'm really excited. This is my first Bunko Bash. And I've heard from year after year how incredible it is, how much fun everyone has. And I've even had women call that will be out of town just saying, I can't make it. How can I contribute to your cause? You can call me on the phone, 222-1414. We have our website, RenziCenter.org, that you can make a donation, even if you're not able to come. We also have, this year, we are raffling off a bucket of booze. And I know that sounds very, very enticing, but for $5, you can get a ticket to put your name in a raffle to win a $500 bucket of premium liquors. So if you're not able to visit us this year and participate in the Bunko Bash, there are multiple ways to give back to the Renzi Center. And you don't have to be present to win the Bucket of Booze raffle. So I've got some tickets right here if you'd like some tickets for the Bucket of Booze.
Well, Christy, I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. That was Christy Rodriguez, Executive Director of the Renzi Education and Arts Center. And she joined me to discuss the 12th annual Bunko Bash and Silent Auction, which is going to take place on Friday, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the El Dorado Resort Casino in Shreveport. There will be a chance to win prizes, bid on silent auction items, a buffet, music, and much, much more. The event is a fundraiser for the Renzi Center Free Academic and Arts-Based After-School Program. If you'd like more information, you can visit the Renzi Center online at www.renzicenter.org or call 318-222-1414. That's 318-222-1414. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.